send me some. It said, "Hi, Pastor. Just yesterday evening, I was at the grocery store very late. I had a coupon for a free pint of ice cream." I've got coupons for free pints of ice cream. How many wants one? Hallelujah. I'm a few weeks away from preaching on self-control, so, you know, hey. Oh, boy, it's a toughie, too. So eat all the ice cream you can between now and then. When I went to the ice cream aisle, I saw a young man gazing at the ice cream. He didn't have anything else in his cart except a duffel bag. Not sure if he was homeless or down on his luck, I felt prompted to go talk to him and offer him my coupon. When I offered him my coupon, his face lit up. He accepted my coupon and we talked for a bit. I could see a countenance change through this random act of kindness. I blessed him and went on my way shopping. That's God moving at the grocery counter. Another story. A couple of months ago, I noticed there were a few co-workers that always seemed underappreciated and undervalued. We took their contributions for granted. Some I could see the stress and burdens they were carrying. So I made goodie bags for them to show them my appreciation for their hard work and encouraged them to keep a positive attitude. I was able to deliver this gift anonymously through the help of a few other co-workers. I don't really know how they were impacted, but it was seeds planted. That's God showing up at work. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says this: "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance." We talked about that last week. "Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law." So today we'll talk of the fruit of the Spirit called kindness. I think of a lot of things when I think of kindness. And we're going to talk about that today. The word kindness in the original language, we're going to unpack it all the way through the day. It means to be useful or fit for use in relating to others. Have you noticed the fruit of the Spirit as we've taken this journey always has to do with those that are around us? It has to do in the context of the relationships that we have at home, at school, at work, etc. So let's talk about that this morning. Number one, it's a consideration for the needs of others. That's just kindness. Say it with me. A consideration for the needs of others. We should be the most considerate people on the planet. Can I get an amen? Because we should value people like Jesus values people. Jesus loves everybody. He values everybody, rich and poor and in between, red, yellow, black, white, brown, all socioeconomic folks, whatever economic carry. And Jesus values people. He cares about saved people and unbelievers and people that are living on the streets and people that live in mansions. Jesus cares and values people. And we've learned that we've studied the fruit of the Spirit that as we abide in Him, He abides in us. We've learned that without Him, we can do nothing. Absolutely nothing without the presence of the Lord. And as we walk in Christ and with Christ, we begin to bear fruit, the fruit that we're talking about, because He's living in us and living through us. And as we mature, you know, today, if you have a degree of the fruit of the Spirit of kindness in your life, 2 years from now, you should be kinder than you are today if you're growing in Christ. Soon, maybe next year, we're going to do a 9-10 week study on the gifts of the Spirit. But the last few months and into the summer, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. It speaks of our character, our Christ-like character, and the fruit that we're bearing in our hearts and in our minds. Kindness. Jesus was the kindness of all the kind. Aren't you glad Jesus was kind? Aren't you glad Jesus is kind? I mean, when it comes to people that even needed food, I don't know if it was a pint of ice cream at the grocery store, but He cared about hungry people. And He saw many times because of His kindness. A lot of those people loved Him. A lot of them were there just to get what they could get from Him. A lot of them were just following the signs and wonders around. It wasn't that the crowds that that were around Him were always pure in motive. Many were. Jesus was always kind to them all. He fed the multitudes, and the words you'll see when you read those stories is compassionate. He was moved, the Scripture says throughout the Gospels, when He saw sick people. Can I tell you, it's not difficult to be kind to the sick. And we still believe God heals the sick, don't we? And He healed many of them. He healed hundreds, if not thousands of people while He walked on the earth. And He walked by a bunch too. Kindness is an everyday thing. Even when He was rejected by a ton of people, even the religious system of the day, or just unbelievers or sinners, He'd go have a meal with them and treat them with love and kindness. I think about the cross. Look, Jesus went to the cross even while we were yet sinners, and the Bible says we're all sinners, that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. That we don't live right. That we haven't lived right. Some of us are in bondage this morning. Some of us have sin habits that are controlling our lives. Jesus went to the cross for you. He was kind enough to go. He was strong enough to go. He was focused enough to go. But He went to the cross so that we didn't have to face eternal damnation, but so that we could have everlasting life. What a good God we serve. He doesn't okay our sin. He convicts us of our sin. Then we realize, dear Lord, I need a Savior. I need forgiveness. And then I confess my sin. And with His help, I turn from my sin. And He saves me and washes me and cleanses us and forgives us. That's kind. Because I'll tell you what, none of us deserve it. What a kind Lord. He was kind to His mother. He was kind to those that betrayed Him. He never stopped. Sometimes He was firm but kind, but He was kind. He was kind to those that crucified Him. Even while He was crucified, hanging on the cross, in kindness, He said, you remember what He said? Forgive them, Father, because they don't know what they do. Whoa. What a good God. Even to the thieves, hanging to the right and the left. They just deserve to die. Live like dirt all their life. Stealing from other people. Mistreating other people. How many of you have ever had something stolen from you? You feel raped and violated, don't you? It's a terrible thing. Jesus loved them. He was kind with them. And we have reason to believe one went to heaven and one didn't. By that conversation on the cross. You see, kindness is not a matter of although it should become a habit, it's not a habit to develop. It's not through your self-will. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And if we're struggling with kindness this morning, it's something that's going on in our heart that's not like Him. There's something going in our heart that's more like flesh or more like human. Because as I walk with Christ, I will become kind. 10 years from now, I should be kinder than I am today. As I walk with Him and bear fruit in the Spirit. So it's a matter of the heart. Look to your neighbor and say, heart. And we understand that the grace of God changes us from the inside out. I received an email. It's been a month or so ago. And again, I'm leaving the names off. Pastor Dale, I've heard a sermon or two in the past close to 40 years. Sunday morning's message ranks right up there. And I talked about the apples, and we started with the fruit of the Spirit, love. And I held up two apples, a real one and one that looked just as real. Some of y'all remember that? And the challenge was, do you look good on the outside but don't have love on the inside? And so somebody wrote, he said, I was blessed and I was encouraged. I was encouraged to come forward and ask Jesus to please make all my inside what He wants it to be. There was a profound, lengthy moment of silence when you held up both apples. The silence was loud. God bless you, my brother, for feeding us what we need to have. You see, it is a heart issue. It's something that is growing inside of us or not. And let me say this, because the leaders of this church know there's, we report in weekly. It's not a slack issue. It's a heart issue. Number two, and this has kind of been a point in every message, kindness is lived out in our relationships. Isn't it fun to be kind? Isn't it fun to be kind? Isn't it fun to be on the other end of kindness? I'm going to do something kind this morning. I can't jump off the stage anymore. Some of y'all weren't around 20 years ago. I could have jumped past the third row off the stage. These old bones don't move like they used to. Renice, congratulations. This is a belated random act of kindness. I've been lying in wait for 2 weeks to bless you. We're so proud of you. And you grew up way too quick. Now, I used to tell her when she was growing up, would you please quit growing up? Remember when I used to say that to her, Adrian? Now you can stop. Okay? We love you and congratulations on your achievement. She graduated. I'm not as fast as I used to be, but I'm quick as a cat. Do you see that? If you're a new guest, yes, the pastor is a little crazy, but he's going to make it. Ephesians 5 and 15 says this. Be very careful. Say it with me. Very careful. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil, aren't they? Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Other translations say spiritual songs. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, what do you give thanks for? Say everything. When the AC, and it's been down for 2 weeks, and thank God you're faithful tithers, because we're going to be about 22 grand on that AC. And when he gave me the news, the very first thing I did is walk back to the, said, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I don't know if I'm in it the first 30 seconds, but after the first 30 seconds, I had the victory. You got to praise Him in everything. It works. And I thanked Him that we had money set aside for this building because of great stewardship on the part of the council. Setting it aside. Because rainy days, it's not when they're coming. It's not if they're coming. That's when they come, right? And so thank God. But this scripture here is talking about life. The whole context is talking about how we relate to others. And I'm just going to talk about, it says, take every opportunity. As you live 24/7 here and there, are you making every opportunity? And it says to live. Say live. It says to live very careful. And we need to live careful in a lot of things in regards to sin and our lifestyles and this and that. But in this context, it's talking about live very careful in our relationships in 24/7. And it says, be filled with the Spirit and make the most of every opportunity. What about the grocery store? How about your coworkers? Making the most of every opportunity. In Ephesians, and I'm not going to read the scriptures today, but Ephesians 5 talks about kindness demonstrated in the context of just our relationship with God. Ephesians 5:21, about submitting to God in reverence to Christ. It talks about our relationships with our wives, and then husbands to wives, and wives to husbands. And then it goes on in Ephesians 6:1 and talks about our relationships with our parents. And by the way, in the spring, we're going to have a host a parenting seminar with special guest speakers, some folks that's lived it out all their life. I have a high regard for they're coming. They just don't know they're coming yet. But I know you'll be blessed by them. So kindness should be lived out in our relationships. The word kindness is also used to describe the removal of abrasive tendencies. Gosh, I forgot the sandpaper. Look to your neighbor and say, are you sandpaper? Don't do it. Kindness is the opposite of being rough or abrasive. It's one thing to be firm with your children. It's another thing to be rough and abrasive. It's one thing to be straight up with people, but it's another thing to be rough and abrasive with those relationships that are all around us. I wonder about this. Would those that you work with or that you work for, would those in your closest inner circle, would they consider you to be kind? I had a very, very rough, abrasive moment about 1:30 this morning. It always happens when you're going to preach, either right before or right after. See, Monday you got to live out what you preached. I remember that point, Dale. At 1:30 this morning, I heard something go, about a minute goes by. First, I think I'm dreaming. I don't know how much time goes by, but every 30 seconds to a minute, I wake up, I'm listening. I said, Darla, she didn't hear a thing. She was sleeping very peacefully. Darla, do you hear that? What? I don't know what. That's why I'm out. I'm asleep, she said. She was very kind. I was very abrasive. All of a sudden, I look up. Now, if y'all haven't seen my new house, I've got 15, 20-foot ceilings. And I look up on the ceiling, there's a little green light and a little red light. And it's a smoke detector. Oh, gosh. So I decide, I know what it is, but I can sleep it out. Wrong. I get up. I got this big ladder. Some of you saw pictures, don't want me on anymore. So I go to the garage. I got this 8-foot ladder. Darla said I was banging doors, turning on lights, and she's covered up in the cover. And I tell you, I'm up in my flip-flops going up this ladder. And I go to the very top of the ladder, and I get right up there, and I can't reach it. It goes, I went, whoa. Darla said, why don't you put in earplugs? Wisdom. And I did. And I slept well. And when I get home, I'm going to bust that thing into 1,000 pieces with a hammer. Cool. It reminded me of having little children and waking up at night. Some of y'all, I kind of lost my victory. Oh, my Lord. Would those closest to you consider you kind? You see, kindness does impact others, and we're believing for greater things. What I've learned as I've walked with the Lord, some of the greater things we do for the Lord are in the small things we do for the Lord and for others. Amen to that. It's the small little daily things. We call them random acts of kindness. But it changes others. It makes somebody's day. It's a way that we shine the light of Jesus Christ. And it changes us. It's so easy to compliment people. Just give them a compliment. Look at their name tag. Call them by name. I can watch them many times when I call the grocery store lady by her name. She goes... It doesn't take much. How about those that, and I'm pretty passionate about this. It's not a hobby horse or anything like that. But how can we walk down a hotel hallway and walk by the lady that's cleaning our room without at least saying hello? I don't get it. I like to walk down the hall and say, ma'am, thank you. Thank you so much for cleaning our rooms while we're gone. We were at the Final Four not long ago. What I'm trying to tell you is it's not hard to be kind unless you're too hard to be kind. Who would like to be a parking lot attendant with 80,000 fans at Cardinals Stadium for the Final Four? Not me or you, I guarantee that. And if you were one of them or ever are, you deserve a medal. I mean, I watched these folks trying to direct us, and it was like herding cats. And they're working, like the old song, they're working hard for the money. That's a little Aretha on the inside. Don't make something more out of that than you should. And I tell you what, and people throw things at them, and then they just about run over them. They're just out there doing a job, not making hardly a living, I guarantee you. And I tell you, the night I was there, I walked up to a guy on the way. I said, man, I got to tell you something. I've watched you the last 2 days, and I want you to know that I really appreciate what you're trying to do for us all out here. You're doing a good job. You're working hard. He goes, nobody ever told me that. I said, yeah, I've been listening with them cuss you and everything else. It's just the little things. Come on, church. He said, nobody ever said that to me. Kindness not only changes us, it changes others. Proverbs 11:17 says this, those who are kind benefit themselves, but the cruel bring ruin on themselves. If you are cruel and abrasive, it will also affect you in a negative way. If you are kind to somebody else, you get some kind of residual benefit out of that. And I tell you what, I know that parking lot guy, and you ought to be able to just go down dozens, 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 because you ought to be doing it every day. If the fruit of the Spirit is growing in you and it's becoming great, Jesus is becoming greater and greater and greater and greater and greater in your life, then you should be practicing random acts of kindness naturally, because He lives in us. He lives in me and He lives in you, and you treat somebody kind, and I walk away every time going, wow, I'm different. It makes me feel good. I don't do it for me. I tell you, one of the best birthdays I've had in a long, long time. And it was a Wednesday night, and Pastor Steve pretended like he's going to preach, and he didn't. And everybody came in with this big chocolate cake with icing. I know it was that thick, because after I ate a piece, I wanted to throw up. And I got so many really nice cards. Random act of kindness. It has become exceptional. Do the exceptional, and people will always remember. So I get this one. I think I'll keep this name private too, because everybody in here is in here. I get this card, and I'm already touched. Once upon a time, a very special person was born who was destined to change the world. Calm down, it's not you, it's Jesus. I think he'd want you to have a happy birthday, though. That's a classic, isn't it? I don't know quite how to take it yet. My balloon was ready to pop. Then all the air went out of it all at once. I know it was given in kindness. Anybody like oranges? Ooh, I love oranges. All kinds of citrus. David said it depends on what you're fixing to do. I tell you, there's a lot of appeal to this orange. In some ways, there seems like there's more appealing than this real stuff. I wash my hands, I want you to know. Here's where it gets messy. Ooh. Wish I could jump off the stage again. Orange? Serious? No, really. Go ahead. You know, what a mess. Orange? No, care for it. Caleb, you want a slice? It's good. Eat up. It's not a trick. It's a good orange. Phil, do you eat oranges?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pastor Phil said, give me one of those things. Eat up, buddy. Back in your day, they wouldn't let us eat in church. Now we can eat in church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kristen, you like oranges? Yeah. Look, this young man, he's got his license. He's one class away from graduating Bible college. He likes all food. Do you like oranges? Would you have a slice? Blessings. It's good to see you again. No, you got it. Did you see what she did? She asked her friend if she wanted a bite. When you treat somebody kind, something happens in them that wants to treat somebody else kind. It not only affects you, it affects others. Give the Lord a hand. Kindness. Good Lord, I'm not that messy. But I thank you. It's just that easy. With Jesus living on the inside of you, and the power of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit of kindness is just that easy. What do others see? The Holy Spirit takes the peel off you. Matthew 25 and 35 says, And Jesus was, this whole parable, read the whole thing. Jesus was teaching his disciples that when we, he said, whatever you do to others, you do to me. And this is important. I could have read a lot more scripture. He said, but however you treat others is you're really treating me. And then he expounds, and this is Jesus. For I was, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came after me. Whatever you've done, he would say, you've done unto me. You see, when we are practicing random acts of kindness, because most all of Jesus' ministry were random acts of kindness. He was very focused and intentional, but it was in day-to-day walking. It was all over the place where he did his ministry. And so whatever we do to others, we do to him, as unto him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is all going to come together here just in a minute. You see, the greatest gifts you will ever know on this planet will not be the gifts you receive. It will be the gifts that you give. Because that's what Jesus did. The greatest adventures will not be the adventures you do alone, although it's fun to do some things alone. It will be those adventures you did with others. The greatest times you will remember, and it can be in the context of your marriage, your family, or friends, or even strangers, is when you took just a moment to give special attention to other people. If you want to make your day memorable this afternoon or tomorrow, for Jesus Christ's sake, do something kind. You see, kindness is a behavior that keeps our focus on Him and our focus on others and the focus off me. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Thank God for our guests and our honor team. When people walk to the building, we want people to know kindness and love and respect and honor. I'm so thankful when a godly man will take a single mom and say, hey, I'll take your boy camping or I'll do this. I'm telling you, for that boy and that single mom, it is life-changing and it's a memory they will remember all their life. Dear Lord, dear Spirit of the Lord, help my heart to be kind like yours. You might say, well, God didn't make me kind. That's not my gift. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not wired that way. You cannot justify being unkind or cruel because kindness is a fruit of the Spirit, which is a fruit of walking with Jesus on a daily basis. And when Jesus is in you, you will grow in kindness. Somebody say amen. I know some of you are wired tougher than others. But if you're wired to Jesus, love will increase, patience will increase, kindness will increase, self-control will increase, focus on God will increase, focus on others will increase. Hallelujah, glory to God. I shouldn't have to ask you to report in weekly for a random act of kindness. There shouldn't be any need for a report if something's going on in the inside of you. Hallelujah. Abide in Christ, and in time you will grow. Let God mature you, cultivate you. Let's be more like Jesus. Remember the verse that we kind of started with about singing and make music in your heart to the Lord? And it says to sing. So I guess I quote the King James a lot. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to each other. And I've known these verses for years. I've preached these verses. I've talked about singing songs. But, you know, if I said, Tina, hallelujah, how are you today? Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. It'd make you laugh. Or I went, hallelujah, glory to God. Jesus is good. Pastor Tim, I love you today and appreciate you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because it says sing songs to one another. Don't worry, Pastor Lawrence, I'm not singing to you. And David, what are you laughing about? I guarantee you I ain't singing to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Ned. Then I got the air guitar out. Then, did y'all see that? I think that's not quite what that scripture means. Fabian says, Pastor, I'm not coming back ever if you sing to me. I think I know what it is now. After all these years. Get ready, you're going to think this come from nowhere. Keep your appointment with the Lord every morning. And pray. And intercede. But take some time to worship. You know what I do almost every week? Almost every week. I dial in on a song, the worship team. And I'm this kind of guy, you know, I like something. I like it. That's all I want. I like it. And I'll grab hold of one of their songs. And I go home and I'll sing it all afternoon. I'll get up in the morning singing it. I'll get up Monday singing hallelujah. Whatever song it was that Sunday, I'm singing it, Jesus. By Tuesday or Wednesday, Darla and Kylie will go, Dad, could you sing another song? Where are you getting that, Pastor? I tell you what. When you start singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs to God, it makes you kind. It makes you love everybody. You're singing them to Him. You're singing Amazing Grace. You're singing, sometimes when we sing that Red Sea song and we start ripping right through it and walking through the Red Sea, I walk through the Red Sea all week. I'm serious. I'm being a little funny about it, but I'm serious as a heart attack. I just walk right through it. All week, I'll just have my head above the waters. I will. But you know what? When you're walking through the Red Sea and you've got your head above the waters and your faith is being tried in the trial and you're worshiping God and you leave the house and you're singing in your heart psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and then let me open the door for you. God bless you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, Sean, it's good to see you today. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Man, oh, you need a couple of bucks? No. There you go. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a, hallelujah, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Oh, that lady just dropped stuff, you know, my neck, but I'm going to get down and help her pick that up. Here you go, ma'am. God bless you today. Jesus loves you. I'm telling you what, when your focus is on God and you're singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and the Spirit of God begins to move in you, because it's a fruit of the Spirit, you old nasty, mean thing, you, if you'll start to praise in Jesus, you'll start treating other people the way Jesus treats them, and you'll do it every day, and it won't be hard. It'll be a natural outflow from what He's doing inside of you. And the joy you're experiencing in Him, they'll get the joy. And the kindness, they'll get the kindness. And the love, they'll receive the love. And they'll be changed. And you'll be changed. And somebody else gets changed. And You're doing it to Him anyway. Hallelujah. Bow your head with me this morning. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. I want you to just begin to thank Him and praise Him all over the house. Thank you, Lord. The song is Jesus. The song is to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we want a baptism of your Spirit that doesn't just make us happy with the waitress when we leave and eat lunch today, but Wednesday it'll still be there. Lord, Holy Spirit, do not let us blindly walk by people living in our own world. Fill us with your Spirit. Help us, Lord, to daily abide in you. Yeah, we need to keep our appointment in the morning, but we do. We go out and work and we do this. We don't have to walk away. We don't have to walk out of your presence, Holy Spirit. We take you wherever we go. I pray this morning you put a song of worship in our heart, and that out of our prayer closet and our worship closet, God will make a difference in this world. I pray that we would be lights shining and salt of the earth, O God. Lord, I prayed this forever and I'll pray it again over this great church, God, because these are great men, women, and children. I love them dearly. I believe with all my heart, Jesus, that you will put people in our path. I have no doubt that you do that on a daily basis. Lord, help us be sensitive enough to your Spirit to randomly love others. Lord, I know we may walk by 100, but there may be 2 or 3 or 4 every day, or even 1 that you've put in our path. Lord, this whole series is about living for greater things. And I pray, God, that you help us live with you and live for you for the greater purposes that you have for your church. Lord, I believe this week as we practice kindness that you will, because you do it over and over, you will open a door for us to share the ultimate kindness, J-E-S-U-S. You will open doors for us to share the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I pray over this church that we would be the kindest people in this valley. And Lord, we can't do it on our own. It's got to be you. It's got to be you. And with every head bowed, and I believe we'll do it this way today. You say, I want to know the